2020 census. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, it's that time to fill out the census. And with everything going on in the world, it's most likely not on the forefront of our minds. But Michelle Archer, Assistant Regional Census Manager, says it's vital rural communities participate.
So in rural communities, every single person matters in the census because every person counted brings more funding for critical infrastructure, fire departments, and healthcare services that are so essential and are almost always underfunded.
A lot is determined from census numbers, and Michelle gives a prime example of the importance of us all doing our part to ensure rural communities have the much-needed funding.
This year, for the first time, people can respond to the census online. But we also recognize that it won't be feasible in many rural areas due to lack of internet service. Projects to develop connectivity in underserved areas are often funded by formula-based grants for rural areas that are based on the population served as much as the need. Beyond that, commercial providers rely on census data in making investment decisions and prioritizing geographic areas.
The deadline has been extended and is being monitored, but we encourage you while staying at home during these times to fill out the census.
We have adjusted our 2020 census operations due to the unfortunate COVID-19 crisis that we're experiencing. The deadline for responding right now is August 14th. And I just want to get the point across that even though we're on a delay in field operations, the census is not delayed. People can still respond. And there's three ways that someone can respond. You can respond online, and that website is 2020census.gov. You can also respond by phone. Folks with mailing addresses and addresses that have mailboxes will receive a form.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.